And that one that we finished with, Do Something, that is an amazing arrangement. I heard Vince play that in Casanova in September with the smaller group, the eight member group, and that was, we were floored. They started with Dinah and they never let up. But Do Something was one of the arrangements he played, and that's a gem. That's a real gem. And as you say, Breakaway is one of your that's one of your single discs of Desert Island quality. What about Breakaway has, you know, grabs you?
Well, you know, it's just I'm a sucker for Tommy and Jimmy, and when Tommy comes in on trombone, I mean, there's just that moment, and he just nails it.
I'm here with Rich Connolly, and we're talking in Hudson. We're discussing. Well, if you're not interested in music, there's no point in listening. So I hope you're interested in music, because this is we're talking about the important stuff. And I'm Andy Senior with Radiola. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And one, you know, you don't play a lot of really modern recordings on your show. However, you've picked out a few for this program. And
yeah,
things are of a certain importance to you.
Well, I do play the Nighthawks from time to time, the West End Jazz Band, and Barbara Rosine, Nancy Anderson, Molly Ryan, some of Dan Levinson's groups, Andy Stein, Dan and Andy both play with the Nighthawks. So we've got a Nighthawks selection, something taken from their Aviator CD. But these first two I've never played on the show. If I had a bigger canvas, I would play these artists. I really enjoy Dave Frischberg. I enjoy him as a piano player, as a vocalist, and I really like the songs that he writes. Do You Miss New York, which Rosemary Clooney made a wonderful recording of. I Want to Be a Sideman. And this, which is about Bix Beiderbecke, Dear Bix. And then in between, this sort of faux Hawaiian group, the Howleys, which were a Brooklyn-based band, maybe 10 or more years ago, put together by a fella named Hank Bones. And Hank sang, played guitar, wrote a lot of the tunes. He didn't write this one. Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote this one. And it had a wonderful singer, Alison Young, who is now singing and playing ukulele in France. But I used to enjoy seeing the Howleys, and they'd play in all these joints, and Vince Giordano actually played bass with them for a while. So it's you know, I don't get to play these kind of records. I wish I had the opportunity, but you can only stretch the format so much on Sunday night, so I appreciate you giving me the chance to play them for you.
Well, I like to occasionally throw things in that are, I think they sort of complement the other things that I play on the show. And so let's hear your set of more modern selections.
Bix, old friend, are you ever going to comprehend? You're no ordinary standard B-flat, run-of-the-mill type guy. Oh, my, no. And Bix, old elf, will you ever learn to look at yourself like the others around you who love you and never ask why? And seriously, Bix, old bear, don't you dig that big blue sky up there? And wouldn't it be nice to cut yourself a slice of that pie up there? I wonder, Bix, old chum, when you reminisce in years to come, will you ever hum that someday song You've been looking so long to find. So do what you got to do, and may the years be good to you. Cause you're one of the favored few, dear Bix. You're one of a kind. Seriously, Bix, old bear, don't you dig that big blue sky up there? Admit it, wouldn't it be nice to cut yourself a slice of that pie up there? I wonder, Bix, old chum, when you reminisce in years to come, will you ever hum that someday song you've been looking so long to find? So do what you got to do, and may the years be good to you. Cause you're one of the favored few, dear Bix. You're one of a kind.
Make her your own.
Now that is an amazing recording by Vince. I love that shake that thing. Amazing.
Yeah, nobody comes close to what Vince and the Nighthawks do, and I've, you know, I can't be objective because I've known Vince most of my life, and you know, get in to see them at Sophia's on West 46th in Manhattan whenever I can. He's a good friend, and I'm friends with a lot of guys in the band. It's just a terrific group.
Oh yeah, and I just I'm lucky enough to have met Dan Levinson, and you know, met John Eric Kelso, and just they're marvelous musicians. They're just incredible, and they're all scholars. They're all as scholarly, but they put heart into it. Of course, Vince is I've never seen anyone. He's got I would have to say a Collier-esque array of filing cabinets with all his sheet music and band arrangements. And
yeah, I used to, you know, work in the basement, and I would see the, you know, you'd have a popular tune like Ain't She Sweet, and you'd have multiple arrangements even the same year that the tune came out, 27, and then you'd see successive editions as the charts evolved and more into the swing years, you know. And Vince not only will collect the sheet music of Ain't She Sweet with whoever is on the cover, but every other version of Ain't She Sweet just to get that different photo. And Vince and Carol Hughes have been just such a tremendous help with the big broadcast CDs, because almost all of the photos that are in the big broadcast collections come from Vince's sheet music and other sources.
And those are beautiful booklets. I look at those, and they're gorgeously done. Your liner notes, of course, are great, but those the graphics are marvelous.
Yeah, that's all due to Brian Wright. He's a talented young man, a wonderful ragtime piano player, and he's the brains behind the big broadcast collections.
This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. We're talking with Rich Connaty at his home in Hudson, New York. Here are three things that have not been on the big broadcast. You've not played these on your own programming. Of course, now you will, but we're going to break the ice with them here. Three recordings, and tell me something about what we're about to hear.
Well, one of the things that makes it possible to do the big broadcast CDs is that you never have everything, and there's always things that I'm picking up on record auctions, and these records that are 70, 80 years old but still new to the show, they fuel the big broadcast, they keep the show fresh, they give us material for the big broadcast collections. And here are just three records that I've picked up recently. Actually, two I picked up recently on auctions. This third, I guess I've had it on the shelf for years. Pulled it a couple of weeks ago for my Ray Henderson tribute, but didn't have room to include it. So we've got the Eddie Duchin Orchestra, and then two by the Lou Gold Band, which managed to escape me up until tonight.
Well, we've trapped them here on Radiola, and you'll hear them here first, and you'll hear them on the big broadcast next. But let's start with Lou Gold.
That all of our scheming must end with a dawn. Oh, tell me again, love is not in vain, that it will remain, dear, when summer is gone.
Thank you. trouble every minute. All we know is that we're in it, but no one knows just what it's all about. Anything can happen. Call it any name you want to. Life's a racket we're not onto. Don't try to figure it out. Just take it all with a smile. The good things and the bad. Remembering all of the while that lady like a figure that she can be had. Anything can happen. And with patches on your britches, you can go from rags to riches. Anything can happen to us all.
That Eddie Duchin is, that's a nice record. I love that. That's that they're like sort of a, as you said during the, when you were playing it, it's like a bouncy, almost a British dance band feel to that arrangement.
Yeah, it's I dig the Duchin band, and again, I was sort of late to the party with bands like Duchin, but I enjoy them. I mean, it doesn't aspire to be anything but a solid dance band performance. You know, I can't, you know, it's not like, well, where's the hot solo? I mean, that's not what the Duchin band was about. The Duchin band was to play for the feet.
Yes.
And they play for the feet.
And before that, we heard Lou Gold. A couple of very interesting performances. Keep a Song in Your Soul. And that was Scrappy Lambert was on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's an interesting reading of that tune, because I've always heard it. I've generally heard it played faster than that, but that's a nice tempo for that tune. So what prompted you to go for that?
Well, because when I did my annual Fats Waller tribute, because the Waller tune, I didn't want to have to play the Henderson or the Ellington or the Nichols, which I had probably played my last Fats Waller tribute. So when I bid on records on auctions, I gravitate to records that I think will service the show. I mean it's my own enjoyment, but I don't do that much recreational listening anymore. You know, so when I bid on records and listen to records, it's with the show in mind. And I thought it might be a good idea to get another version of Keep a Song in Your Soul. Like you say, it wasn't as lively as I had figured, but it's a fine record. Same motivation went into the first one, which was When Summer Is Gone, which I bid on, thinking that it was the I'll Miss You When the Summer Is Gone, which I think was the earliest theme of the Hal Kemp Orchestra. Turned out not to be the tune that I thought it was, but I'm not disappointed. It's a decent enough record.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, and this is Radiol. I'm Andy Senior. I'm talking with Rich Connedy. We're recording this at Rich's home in Hudson, New York, and you're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and that, yes, beautiful stuff. Now, some material from the big broadcast CDs.
Yeah, you know, at the outset of our conversation, I talked about the LPs that meant a lot to me when I was a teenager. And, you know, there were some single artist LPs back then, certainly for Ellington and Louie and Bix. There were albums devoted just to them, but the ones that had the most impact on me were the anthologies put together by people like Larry Carr and Frank Driggs, who I see pretty regularly down at Sophia's taking in the Nighthawks. Things like encores from the 30s, the original sound of the 20s, where I take my closing theme a great day. Now in the CD era, you don't find that many anthologies. Once in a while, I mean, Retrieval did a thing of hot dance bands on OK, but they tend to be marketed to collectors who want a single artist and multiple takes. And I don't know if that's necessarily friendly to more novice listeners. I try to put myself in the place of the 16, 17 year old that I was, where it might have been a little intimidating to pick up a CD of one artist and alternate takes. So the approach we took with the big broadcast CDs is to kind of get that flavor of those LPs of our youth, and at the same time, finding selections. We just heard three records that I've never played on the show. I suspect none of them have ever come out on a CD. And almost without exception, nothing on the five big broadcast CDs has come out on LP or CD. There are exceptions, and sometimes it's by accident. But for the most part, none of the things that we've put out on these big broadcast CDs has been out before, and a lot of cases may never have come out on CD if not for the big broadcasts.
So on your big broadcast CD, so we're going to start with Don Voorhees.
Yeah, the Don Voorhees Band with a Rube Bloom composition. I dig Rube Bloom. I remember as a kid hearing Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys, and those were wild records with Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Manny Klein, Adrian Rollini. We've had Rube Bloom on two of the big broadcasts, a Rube Bloom piano solo of Spring Fever, and this Bloom composition. You know, there are hot guys on this record, but there are really no solos. There's a little bit of Lenny Hayton's piano, but it's a lovely piece, soliloquy.
Thank you. May Day. You brought me love in the spring. Now I know that May Day never meant a thing. I'm just a lonely romancer, right at the end of my rope. Though I've had your answer, I can't give up hope. I'm in love with someone who doesn't love me, and that's why I'm bluer than blue. Wasting my time, wasting my love on you. Just you. I'm just like a love boat that's sailing the sea without any captain or crew. Wasting my time, wasting my love on you. If I could forget your kiss, I'd dismiss you from my memory. But the rapture of your charm and those arms that used to thrill haunt me still. I'm forever dreaming of what used to be, and my heart is breaking in two. Wasting my time, wasting my love on you. All my kisses, I thought that you cared. Now what am I going to do? I've wasted my time, wasted my love on you. Just you. And when you seemed lonesome, the hours I shared, I lived them all over, it's true. Wasting my time, wasting my love on you. All on you. Love is such a fickle thing. Still I cling to bygone memories. How can I forget the bliss of your kiss that used to burn high in? Every night I scorch while I carry the torch. Oh, why do I have to be blue? Wasting my time, wasting my love on you.
In love with a two-faced woman. A little bit of boldness, a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of coldness, a little bit of heatness. Don't fall in love with a two-faced woman. I'm giving you a warning, you lose her in the morning. She's got another lover, she's keeping undercover. She's like the weather vane that goes with the breeze. Her disposition makes her do as she pleases. That's why they call her a two-faced woman. A little bit of wrong and a little bit of right. A little bit of day and a little bit of night. A little bit of goodness, a little bit of badness, a little bit of black and white. Thank you.
Yeah, those are marvelous. Skinny Yannis there with Hal Kemp.
Yeah, it's a Dietz and Schwartz song. I think it's from Flying Colors, Two-Faced Woman, which not a lot of other bands covered, and I've never seen it on another CD. I mean, there's a lot of Kemp around, but it, you know, the Kemp CDs, they tend to concentrate on his better-known stuff, but I just thought this was such a wonderful song. You know, you can't go wrong with Dietz and Schwartz. They were smart writers, and it's a show tune, so you've got that going for it. And it seemed, and I made the point in the notes, that at least on the Brunswick label, Kemp's band seemed to be the go-to band for show tunes. A lot of the Rodgers and Hart tunes, Small Hotel, from On Your Toes. A lot of the Broadway tunes tended to go to the Kemp Orchestra.
Before that, we had Nat Hanshaw, whom you actually had conversations with. Did you ever meet her personally?
Yeah, I met her a couple times. She called the show from time to time. And as much as people love Hanshaw, there are still holes in her, you know, discography as far as things that have yet to be reissued. The earliest stuff, the things with maybe Irving Brodsky from 26, 27, there are those three wonderful Sensation CDs that Jeff Healey put together,
yeah,
which cover 28, 29, 30, and then there's the, you know, odd thing on Sounds of Yesteryear or ASV or Take Two. But a wonderful collector, Roy Evans, who knew Annette a lot better than I did. I think he's probably got everything that Annette ever recorded, and he's supplied us with the two Hanshaw recordings. There's one on Volume 4, and then this one from Volume 2, Wasting My Love on You, which I don't believe has ever come out on LP or CD. It's a well-recorded, I think it was out on, when she was briefly on Columbia and OK, so you don't have that budget label sound, and it's a strong song. It's a Harry Warren song, and just for some reason, it sort of fell right outside the last of the Sensation CDs, and for whatever reason, wasn't included, as far as I know, on any other Hanshaw CD. So that's sort of, you know, one of the goals of these big broadcast collections is to kind of grab these things that are wonderful and still out there and give people a chance to hear them.
Good transfers, too.
Yeah.
I'm getting a good quality recording, a good copy, and a good transfer is very important. It keeps the music alive better to have that. And, of course, that's what you're doing with these big broadcast CDs. And we started with Don Voorhees and Rube Bloom's Soliloquy. Now here's something that's going to be on the next one. It's on the newest big broadcast CD.
Yeah, we were talking before about these wonderful young musicians that we've both had a chance to meet out in the Midwest. Josh Duffy, who leads a Gene Goldkett-inspired orchestra. Andy Shum, a multi-instrumentalist playing cornet with the West End Jazz Band. And a fellow that sometimes plays tuba with the group. Maybe he is their regular tuba player now. Dave Bach plays trombone, wonderful trombone. And as I mentioned in the notes to Big Broadcast 5, Dave is sort of a test-pressing magnet. He's just one of these guys that, you know, will walk into a junk shop and find the Jeanette test pressings. And that's what he did here. There are actually two test pressings on Volume 5. The opening track is a Gene Rodemich test of I Never Knew from either late 1920, early 1921, which Bob Lang found and included in Volume 5. And there's this Jeanette test from 1931 by a piano playing leader, Henry Lang, also a composer, of Hot Piano Stomp. And Brian Wright, who did the transfer work for Volume 5, he got a hold of that record and and the Rodomich and everything in between, and just did a remarkable job coaxing the best possible sound out of these records without, you know, sacrificing their essence. So this is a real, as I mentioned in the notes, this record starts out with an intensity that most hot records end with. So it's sort of, its opening is like the payoff of most records, and it just goes from there.
Sounds great. Well, let's listen to Hot Piano Stomp. Was that good for you too? Amazing, amazing stuff there. Yes, Hot Piano Stomp, Henry Lang Orchestra. Not the first name that springs to everyone's mind in the realm of hot jazz, but it just mine after today.
Yeah, it's a wonderful record, and we have Dave Bach to thank for it.
Yes, thank you, Dave. And Rich, I have to thank you because this has been a wonderful afternoon. We've spent recording this program here in Hudson, New York, at Rich Conaty's residence. Rich is the host of the big broadcast on WFUV. You can stream that at wfuv.org. It's been on. Rich has been out doing the show 37 years now. I just am really, really thrilled to be here this afternoon, and I appreciate you spending your time with me, talking about your favorite. Your favorite music. And this is Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, and we're generally on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org on a Friday evening, usually around 8 p.m. You can catch us 8 to 10, but the show is archived every which way from whatever. So you can find us easily through Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. But again, Rich, it's been wonderful this afternoon, and we're going to finish, of course, as you finish your show. Except we're going to hear the whole recording this time.
Oh, neat!
We have to play the whole thing. I'm obsessive compulsive that way. So we're going to finish with Rich's traditional closing theme. And before we play this, any further thoughts?
Just that it's been an absolute pleasure to spend this time with you and your audience. You know, I open my show with Fats Waller, You Meet the Nicest People in Your Dreams, which is a perfect record for an opening, because Fats says a couple of words and then goes right into the piano solo, so you have the opportunity to talk over it. So it gives you a nice donut. And in the same way, Great Day, which is unusual, the vocal is right at the head. So Bing and the chorus sing the Edward Eliscu lyric. Edward Eliscu, who, by the way, was a guest on my 1,000th show. So again, I just lucked out with the good opening and closing themes, one from 1939 and the closer from 1929. And again, it's been a pleasure to be with you, and I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Well, you will hear it, and so will everyone else. And let's hear Great Day in its entirety.
When skies were dark, came Noah's Ark.
Early morn, you will hear his horn.